Okay, today I'd like to move on to the subject of the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. I specifically entitled the shir yud here, mitzvahs asay de shrisa. I speak now that the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, I'm not talking about kiddush and kavod oneg and, shalosh shudis and lechem mishnah, those things, important topics, but not what I'm looking at now, rather the mitzvahs asay of shrisa, which we touched upon in the past. But now we'll kind of go into detail, try and understand what the nature of that mitzvah say is. It really dovetails what we started to discuss in our last two shiur about the Drabbanans. We saw already that there are a number of poskim who, let's say, Aruch HaShulchan says it clearly, it's really based on the Rabbanan and others that the Rambam, we'll see more of that also, that the Shemusim of Shabbos are on a different level, the Drabbanans of Shabbos are on a different level than the Drabbanans of other other mitzvahs, because they're almost a kiyum and a deraisa, we'll discuss a little bit. So it relates to this as well, and also try to understand what the relationship is between the asay of shrisa and the los asay of not doing malacha. In other words, one can say that they're kind of, one is the flip side of the other, heads and tails of the same coin. And just from one formula as asay, and one formula as los asay, the principal idea being to avoid malacha on Shabbos. So there's an issue to do a malacha, and there's a mitzvah asay to avoid doing, to not to do malacha, in the sense of creating perhaps a different type of day. But again, it's fundamentally revolves around the person. Don't do malacha. Say hello, so say head and tails of the same coin. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say that perhaps the assay comes to tell something different or additional. Shabbos is defined, of course, by not doing malacha, but there's an emphasis in the assay, maybe, on creating an atmosphere of the day. In other words, the din, so to speak, is on the day, not on the person, so to speak. Your job as a person is to, to create a certain type of a day, and therefore it's not necessarily just the flip side, of the losos. That's what we'll look at. So, of course, begin with the pasuk that says the dibros in Parshas Yisro, Shmos Parakov Pasuk Yud, V'yomashi Shabbos Hashem Alekecha. So the principal formulation is, what does that mean, Shabbos Hashem Alekecha? Lo saseh, right? It says lo saseh. Right? There's a lo saseh. And clearly, Shabbos is defined, we mentioned this in the past, Shabbos is defined in this passage by an abstention from halacha. Lo saseh chom halacha. What is Shabbos? V'yomashi Shabbos Hashem Alekecha. What does that mean? Lo saseh chom halacha. Okay, so there's no doubt that a principal definition of Shabbos, and perhaps the definitional, the definition of Shabbos is that we don't do work on Shabbos. Right? However, as we've seen already, there are other presentations of Shabbos in the Torah. One is in Parshas Mishpatim, where we find in Perakov Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis and Source 2, Sheishas Mitasa Masecha Uvamashvi Tishbos. Here it's formulated, as Tishbos, again, adding on, so to speak, to the Losas, at least the simple reading of this Pasuk, is Tishbos, is relates again to the individual. You should rest on Shabbos. Right, so this is a saying now, being added to the losas. The Sefer Dibros is formulated as a losas, and here it's tishbos, but the intent would seem to be the same. However, in Parshas Kisisa, and I printed out of order a little bit, we'll look at the first in source 3, Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Parakalam, and Allah, Pasuk Yudal, yeah.
For
Asana,
do we simply look at the Russian word, or the one that implies?
Both.
It doesn't really seem to actually say that, it's a more creative way.
So that's the quote. No, we'll see. We're going to talk about that. That's but the simple read of the word. Let's say tishbos. It's not formulated as don't do something, but tishbos, you shall rest. Right? I mean, we have kippur, inisim is not shoshechem. Most of the inisim is not shoshechem, things you don't do. Like you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't put on lotion, you don't wash, you don't wear leather foot, you don't have intimate relations. But it's formulated as inisim, right? So it's important, but for our world, we'll just learn the simple pshat, right? Tishbos. Parshas Kisisa, we have a language, Parakalam Aleph, Pasuk Yudal, and Shmos, and so on. Shmartem is a Shabbos. Now, the language of Shmartem, as we'll see later, is often understood to mean a losase. Right, the shmirah, the shmor, or kol. Every time you have hishomer or some form of the word shin mem reish, it means a lot. Right, but okay, shmartem shabbos ki kodesh lachem mechalel mos yumos. Again, clearly focusing on the individual, mechalel mos yumos ki kol osev ol malacha v'nichsan evshim mekarev amel. Or it's koris, whether it's the skill or koris depends on whether eidim and asra not and so on. But again, that seems to be focusing on the individual's avoidance of malacha. But in the next pasuk, It says, Pasuk Tezvav, Sheish Esurim Yehaseh Malacha, Uvayom Ashri Shabbos Sabosom Kodesh Lashem. That's not the time of the day. Shabbos, the day is the day of Shabbos Shabbosom. Shabbos Shabbosom Kodesh Lashem. Now, there it's called Osam Malacha, Uvayom Shabbos, most humans. But almost the emphasis would almost seem to be, you know, on the character of the day. The character of the day is a day of Shabbos Shabbosom, expressed through Issur Malacha. And we're not taking away from the centrality of Issur Malacha, okay? But, you know, in this pasuk, he sees that it's, you know, it's part of not doing Malacha. Or Shmartem is that it creates a certain character to the day, okay? It's expressed through not doing Malacha. That's Shabbos Shabbosom Kodesh Hashem, okay? In Parashat B'Shalach, and that's why I put in this order, because in Parashat B'Shalach, we also have the same expression, Shabbos, actually, without the word Shabbos, but Shabbosim, the other way around, Shabbosim, Shabbos, Kodesh Hashem, that's by the Mon, in Parashat B'Shalach, when the Mon fell, Parak Tezayin, Shalos, Pesach, Chav Gimel, so it's four. Shabbosim, Shabbos, Kodesh Hashem, Mahar. So again, that expression is the character of the day. And here, it's Eish HaShem Tov, Eifu Eish HaShem Tov, Ashul Bashilu, bake whatever you need to bake today, maybe Friday, cook whatever you cook today, Friday. Keep the rest till tomorrow and so on. Here, it's, you know, it's a little more about the day being different, right? Because the context there was that no man was going to fall on Shabbos, and therefore that would be a noticeable distinction between Shabbos, you know, and a weekday. So there again, the emphasis is not so much on not doing malacha. Doesn't really say about not doing malacha. Not doing malacha is not mentioned in our pasuk at all. So in Kisisa, the phrase Shabbos Shabbosim Kodesh Hashem, it's part of not doing malacha. Is that the day of Shabbos Shabbosim? And Parshas B'Shalach, the day is the Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh, is because it's a different kind of day. So there could be a different aspects to it. Okay. So again, the overriding question for us to begin to look at now is what is the Aseh of Shabbos? Is it just the flip side of the Lo Aseh? Or is it something else? Namely, to create a day with a certain character, right? A day of spirituality, whatever, Kedusha, Bris, Menucha, whatever, to which Shvisa contributes in a positive way. Shvisa contributes to creating this type of day, right? So that's really the question. So it looks like there may be different approaches, and we show them to this question, and we'll see maybe some nafkamin. I mean, there's also, you know, not so much necessarily halacha, but just in terms of understanding. Parshas Tazria, we know, there's a mitzvah of bris milah, right? Perikid beis v'ikah pasuk gimel, so it's five. We know Ashmini imo bisar orlosa. Good. In Parshas Kisetze, we have the din. We talked about this. A person who has tzaras, right? The pasuk says in Perikav Dalad of Dvarim pasuk Ches, he's shomer b'negat tzaras lishmor ma'od. Be very careful about the negat tzaras and lasos and to do. You have to do with regards to Tzaraz. We know that the point person in Tzaraz is the Kohen, right? You go to the Kohen, described many times there in Tzaraz and Tzaraz. So here in the Kisetz, it just says you have to be careful regarding Tzaraz and also do it in kind of a negative and a positive. Yishomer b'negat Tzaraz. Again, Yishomer meaning be careful, you know, with regards to Tzaraz. And understand what it means. Don't, you can't just cut off that part of the skin that's not there. And also the things you have to do, positive, right? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis Men Aleph, 8, 7, Kuf Lamed Beis Men Aleph. Elo, Haino Tamed of Elezer, okay, that's to do with the Bismillah, the Omar Krol, Bayom Ashmini Yimo Bessar, Allah, so I feel B'Shabbos. That's the part I'm saying right now, not the Elezer. That's the parak called the Elezer, the Mila. And the Elezer holds you allowed to do even Machshire Mila on Shabbos. Okay, not our issue right now. But the point is a drosha because now Bayom Ashmini Yimo Bessar, so I feel B'Shabbos. Even do a bris on Lance on Shabbos. If it's Bisman, if it's Bayom Ashmini. If the bris had to be postponed for some reason or other, then you don't do it on Shabbos. Even if Shabbos turns out to be the first day that the baby is healthy and qualifies, you still don't do the bris on Shabbos unless it's Bisman. Okay. I feel a bit Shabbos. Okay. How do we know this? Rashi there, Kuflam and Bezman Al says, Yom Ashmini, Yom Ashmini, Shabbos, Umila Gufa, the Dr. Shabbos, Amrila Kaman, just like, Lokal Amosh, Sinai, isolate, Bayom Makshiria. Okay, that's how Rashi explained how the Relezer learns from Sukkim. So it's either learned directly from Yom Ashmini, I feel with Shabbos, or it's Alokal Amosh, Sinai. Okay, that's a detail. But that's the background. So the Gemara says as follows, source 9. Okay, that same Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis on the Beis. Source 9. So again, what we have so far, let's go over very quickly. Pasuk in the Sar Sedibro speaks about Shabbos, the Chiyuv of Shabbos being a losaseh, losaseh palapa. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says Tishbos, which formulates it as a positive, but I think still clinging to the individual obligation. In Kisisa and Mishalach, so 3 and 4, we have suddenly a definition of the day as Shabbos on Kodesh Hashem, or in the Mishalach, Shabbos on Kodesh Hashem, which sounds like you're creating something on the day. It's not just that, you know, you don't do malacha, but there's some obligation formulated as doing something to create a certain atmosphere of the day. And the question we're examining basically is, what is the relation between us saying the losas? On the one hand, you could say it's a mirror image, right? It's a flip side, heads and tails of the same coin. Or you could say, no, it's different. So that's what we'd like to look at today. So the Gemara has in source 9, Tana Rabbanan, Mila doches ha-tzaras. In the bris mila, let's say on the aver of the child, there is a negat tzaras. Ordinarily, not how to cut over tzaras, but if that's what the meal requires, so that you do it, bein bizman or bein mishol bizman. It doesn't matter if it's bizman or not. Okay? As Rashi explains, bein shalom bizman, and 10, can go and cotton cholev, and tina lo achi avri. The kid was sick, and they couldn't do the bris at the 8th day. They had to wait till he was healthy enough for the bris. And now, you have a problem with that on the Eber, you're going to cut, there's a tzaras, so you have a conflict with the mitzvah of bris mila, and the Israel of Yishamar, like a tzaras, not to cut off the name. Went on immediately. The Tana Rabbana, Yimel B'sar, also Alpha Pishi, Yishon Baharis, Yikotz. Even as a Baharis, which is a Negat Saras, you have to cut it off anyway. I, Umani Mekayim, Yishon B'Negat Saras. What about the Pasuk, which we had before, Kisaytse, back in Source 6, Yishon B'Negat Saras. And so, B'Shar Mekom, was Chutz B'Mila. That's at every other place in the body, you can't cut off except the Mila. All right, then the Gemara has a little bit of back and forth. Haki Kamar, a few lines later, Yimel B'Sar, also Alpha Pishi, Yish Baharis. Umani Mekayim, Yishon B'Negat Saras. B'Shar Mekom, was Chutz B'Mila. Avamila Dochas Saras. Okay, that's one way of learning. So, then the Gemara is Lishna Achrina, Mila Dochas Atzeras for a different reason. My time, Dosi Asay, Docha Losas. Because the Asay of Mila is Docha the Losas, Avishomer Benega Tzeras. Okay, that's the Lishna Achrina. All right, as Rashi fills in, Dira Masa Hochi Garcina, Lishna Achrina, My time, Osi Asay, Docha Losas, My time, Mila Docha Tzeras, Dosi Asay, the Yimo, the Docha Losas, the Yishomelo. Right, that's the local, the principal location of Asay Docha Losase is the sugi in the beginning of Yavamas, the first several blot of Yavamas. Those who study it, okay, so you know, the Shiva is Yavamas, you can do that sugi the whole year, right? Asay Docha Losase has so many ramifications. Okay, anyway, so that's where it is. But then the Gemara says, no, the problem is that may not be a raya. Because that's losase greater. The ase docha losase is when it's an ase versus a losase alone. Okay? But if it's an ase versus a losase and an ase together, like by the pasuk of Tzaras, that pasuk in Kisetse in source 6, that's an ase and a losase. That's why she says, Hishomer is a los aseh. The lasso is kol sheiru, hainu aseh. So therefore, Mila is not, so you have to come back to the other reasons. Okay, so that's the Gemara there. So Tosis makes a point. And by the way, why aseh do kol aseh? That's a question, because how does that work? Why isn't it aseh do kol aseh plus aseh? You know, the different ways to view it. You can view it, not our issue right now, but you can view it because the los ase, because it has an ase with it, it's too strong. An ase versus a los ase by itself, ase wins. But an ase with, when the los ase is accompanied by an ase, now it's too much for the ase to overpower. Or you could say, no, the ase will overpower the los ase. But they have still an ase, the other ase is left still. Okay, whatever, that's an interesting discussion regarding that topic. The toast is there in Shabbat. Kuf Lamed Beis Mabei, it's still a high ase velos ase, right? It's 11. Bim Tomar, how the Kamelon, the Ein Ase Docha is Los Ase Ase? Why don't we say that since we have that rule that Ase can't overpower a Los Ase and Los Ase together, Nigmar Mimila B'Tzaras, the Dachi. We should learn from the fact that you do a Mila B'Tzaras, we should learn from there that Taka, that rule is incorrect. Mila B'Tzaras is allowed. Okay, so why don't we learn from there that Taka Ase can be Docha, even another alos ase with an ase. The other ase still wins out. Why don't we say that? So Talmud says, you can't bring rice from Mila. Mila is such an important mitzvah. There are 13 different brises associated with Mila. So it's super strong. And they can't bring rice from Mila. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. So on that Tosfos in the back, in the Maram Lublin, that's the in the back, the Maram, you know, in the back of the in the back with the Marsha, you know, in the back of the Shabbos. Yeah.
Could we say like in source 8, Rashi brought down that Mila is a halacha mushroom Sinai? So could we just say that in answer to Tyson's question, maybe Mila is a halacha mushroom Sinai?
Mila b'Shabbos. Mila b'Shabbos. Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying like that's why it could be definitely with Saras.
Because it's a separate category. But in effect, that's what Tos says. Mila is an exception, you know, for one reason or another. But he gives a reason to the 13 reasons. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a question. Halachos may be weaker. That's the question. What exactly is? And halachos, you know, there's toward Dafka and Shabbos. But the bottom line is that Mila, for whatever the reason, is stronger. And that's why war. Yeah.
Just one more question. What is this guy referring to? The Kabbalah of
Gemara. So there's a Gemara that says, based on Pesukim, by the end of Lech Lecha, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu established 13 different covenants with Avraham Avinu surrounding Bris Mila. Okay, that's him. Huh? Say it again. Someone's home?
Resh Samach.
What's Resh Samach?
Simon Resh Samach.
Oh, the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, yeah, the beginning of, I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's a little, yeah. Okay, I don't remember which one it was. The beginning of Hilchos Mila. I don't remember exactly. Okay, we'll trust you. Resh Samach. Good. So you can see it there. But that's based on a Gemara. And then Psukim. All right. So Maram Lublin, again, the back on the page of the Marashah, Maram asked the following. Okay. Dibra Maska Hayase Lozim. Toma asked the Kashin and so on. So he says a very interesting point that's not getting our topic. That's why I'm bringing this up here now. How the Makshua Tosus Mimila the Dochet Saras? Why did Tosus ask this Kasha? Tosus asked a Kasha. Forget about whatever his teretz is. But he asked a Kasha, why don't we bring a Raya that there's no such rule that ain't Asay Docha Asay plus also Asay with an Asay? There's no such rule because we see that Mila but Saras is allowed. Why did Tosus ask the Maran? Why does Tosus ask that question from Mila but Saras? He could ask the same question from Mila but Shabbos, which is probably a more common point, because Shabbos is also not saying with a low sasay, and Mila beats it out. Right? Okay, but why didn't he, but there are Gemara's about Mila Shabbos too, why didn't he ask it over there? That's the Maram's Kasha. Okay, I mean, you don't love the Kasha, okay, but it's not a bad Kasha. In other words, and also, let's be honest, Mila Shabbos is a more common situation in the Mila, you know, the baby has a baharat. But okay, that's his kasha. How the maksha tosis mimila the doche tras a low makshu mehad the mila doche a Shabbos, tzorach lomar, the Shabbos lo havi asay velo sase. Because Shabbos isn't an example of an asay velo sase. Okay? Now, one second. So what does he mean by that? Then he says, Elahavi lav sheish bomisa v'kares. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara in Yevam and Staf Hey. Okay, the Parah Chosim Ashkelon Asya Seid Dochelos Greater. You know, maybe by the whole sugya of Seid Dochelos, I say maybe Seid Dochelos, I say works whenever it's on equal footing. But when the Losa says a Chiv Kares, maybe it doesn't, and so on. And the Gemara there brings up Nelev and Mila, and Mila has again 13 brises. You know, anyway, but that's what this answer the Maram gives. Then for our purposes, I'm not answering so much of the Mila issue or even the Asay Docha Lo Sasay issue. I'm mentioning the Maram's comment, the Shabbos Lo Havi Asay Velo Sasay. Now, he says, Abel Tema Hu Beinai, two months about how can I say that? How can you say that? Okay. The Ashikon Kama Mitzvah Sasay Diksibi Gabi Shabbos. What do you mean? There are Mitzvah Sasay. Keep going. Zohar Vishomer. Okay, but he says that Tzarech Lomar, the Lav Le'inyan Isur Melocha Ayri, El Kadsho B'Shar Minei Kedushos. He says those other things, Kiddush, Zohar, and Shomar, that's not talking about the Isur Melocha. Okay, so that doesn't count. That's to make the day, Le Kadsho B'Shar Minei Kedushos, to sanctify the day, Zohar, Kadsho, make it different, and that's what that's about. So that's why I'm right what I said. Shabbos is not really an assay. Either RSAs or Shabbos, that's going to lead to malacha. But the underlying question is, well, what about Tishbos? Tishbos. So it would seem that the Maram Lublin is learning that Tishbos doesn't really account to make Shabbos an asay and a los asay? Because what's the asay of Tishbos? It's just an extension almost. It's just a flip side of the los asay. It's not a separate thing. It's a flip side. Right? Let's say by Tzaras, not allowed to cut off the Tzaras. That's the asay. Shomer v'neged Tzaras. And there are other things you have to do with regard to Tzaras. You know? Lasos, whatever the Kohanim directs you to do. Right? So it's not... I think what he's saying is it's not a real assay. I mean, you can call it an assay, but it's about a simalacha, which is already covered by the los assay. So that's not a good example of los assay plus assay. That's his
term. That would be a los assay plus assay where it is connected.
Well, it is, here it is. You want to say where it's not exactly the same.
Where,
I'm saying,
right.
I'm saying by clearly, you know, I'll give an example. Let's say by Shavas Abed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shavas Abed, there's a mitzvah to return the Aveda. And there's also Chalis Alam, you can't ignore it. So those are two different stages, sort of, in a way. Right? I can't ignore it. Once I don't ignore it, now I have a mitzvah to pick it up. It's they're all obviously related.
Right.
Okay? But what we're suggesting, again, his words are Shabbos lo havi asei velo sasei. Because the asei he's saying is just another way of saying lo sasei.
Right, it seems to say that an asay of an emos is come the bas achas.
Exactly, that's what I call the heads and tails of same coin.
They're totally different.
By Torah, so therefore, but that's Ram a little in this position. We'll have to see whether others agree. Yeah.
Or can't you just say that Shabbos Son is just has nothing to do with the spirit of the day? That's not really an asay at all. That's just the description of what.
Okay, that maybe says yes. The kaid show b'shabbos and kedushas.
That's like
right. Okay, could be. It's harder to say that by Tishbos, but by Shabbos we can say that. Yeah. Tishbos is a little harder to say that, but
that's not an essay at all. That's
right, okay. So either you could say Tishbos is not an essay at all, and that may be what it means. Right. It's not really an essay at all. Why is it not really an essay? Because it's just the same thing. Practically speaking, it's the exact same thing as an essay. So the Torah gives it formulated a different way, but it's not a separate thing. That's from Ram Lubin's vision. Okay. Now we have other Gemaras, I mean, I just put it in, other times when you have these, you know, I mean, it says, for example, in Parshas Kedoshim, right, Parakid Yutes, the Yikar Pasuk Gimel 13, it says, Ish imo v'tiro v'shab sosai tishmoni Hashem al-Kenem. Huh?
Three.
Pasuk Gimel, sorry. Parakid Yutes, Pasuk Gimel, what did I say?
Source
13, I'm sorry. Pasuk Gimel. Ish imo v'tiro v'shab sosai tishmoru. Okay, so the Rashi Yechomish, famous Rashi Yechomish, says, Somach shmira Shabbos l'mora av, l'oma afal p'ishi z'artichal mora av, im yom al-cha chalas ha-shabbos al tishmoru, b'chein b'shar kol ha-mitzvot. You don't have to listen to your parents if they tell you to do something which is against the Torah, right? And that we know. So the Gemara Bava Metzia elaborates on Lamed Beis and Amud Aleph Bava Metzia 15. Tanur Rabbanan Minayin Shem Arla Aviv Hitama. What if the father's a Kohen and he tells the son to go become Tameh? He's also a Kohen, obviously. The son's also a Kohen, right? O Sha'amalo Al Tachzir. Don't return this Aveda to somebody. Don't do it. Shalom Yishma. How do you know not supposed to listen to the father? And just as a side point, you know, it never really says, contrary to what we learn as little kids, it doesn't really say you have to obey. It doesn't say obey your father or mother anywhere. Obedience is not part of the Gemara is very specific in Kedushin, what's included in Kibbut Avayim. It's really Kibbut means providing service. Father needs the drink, food. The Gemara gives examples. Machnes umotzi, bring him in, bring him out, I give him in. So obedience, so that's what we've shown him here. It's not a topic now, but we've shown him here. So what it means is the father says, go get me a fruit from over there, from that field. And there's tumah there. But he's asking for a service. Don't return this aveda now. I need you to fix me a cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? So, because Stam, the father, you don't need a pusset. If Stam is like the father tells the kid, don't do this mitzvah, it's a frustration to listen, right? Well, I don't have to obey him anyway, right? Obedience is not part of, according to most, obedience is not part of, kibbut avayim, okay? But providing service is. Now, maybe under Mora, maybe under Lo Yisrael, others, I'm not talking about it, but that's the sugya there in Bo Metzia. So, how do we know? Shema Yishvitz, Imo V'tzim, Rav Shem, Sot Zimani Hashem, Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi. Right, the father says to me too. So if you get orders from the general and orders from the sergeant, you're a private, you have to listen to the general. Right, he's a higher ranking. He pulls rank. Because Rogan pulls rank over here. Okay. Time of the Kosar Ahonashim says to Tishmaru. That's because you have a posse. It says, Hashem says to Tishmaru. Halava, I'm in a Tzaisal, I'm in my. Hi, I say, Bahai, Losa, say, Bahai, say. Okay. Below us, you say, the Dochi, is Losa, say, Bahai, say. 1 second. Hashem, Saveda. okay, is a lo sasana se, as we said before. Rashi explains, right? First, I thought I would, if not for the pasuk of kulchem chayav mechvod yani Hashem, right? I would have thought, okay, the father kibbutz avayim beats out, you know, beats out the shabbos aveda because. Yeah, look in the Rashi, second Rashi in 16, but until I'm based on all. Have a minute, Saisale should listen. The Asi, I say the keyboard, Redaki Losas, the local Sale Sale. But no, by Aveda, there's two things. Aveda, I say, Velosa, say, Hoshev, Teshivain, and Losu Chale Sale. So it can't be that, right? So it's just, as we, it's widening the passage. It's just, Sakhali, the whole Hukash, Kibbutz Avayim, the Kodesh Amakum. No, again, because Kibbutz Avayim is a super strong, I say, right? It's compared to honoring Hashem, the three partners in the creation of a person, that Gemara, neither, right? And then the Gemara says, so we have certain Gzeres Shavas, this is Kabbalah Sabbath Mecha, and Kabbalah Hashem Mehonacha. Yeah, so, okay, it's a more powerful thing. All right, now, so like I'm just pointing out, you have this notion of a mitzvah that's more powerful, so you wouldn't say, you know, and that's by Mila. But bringing back to our issue, the bottom line is, according to Maharam and Lublin, there's no assay of Shabbos. Tish B'Av would be, at best, a flip side, a mirror image of the other one, of Lo Sasa. Now, there is a Gemara on Shabbos, Samach Tesla, 17. Taj Mahar also. Okay. And this will get us into a little bit what we, you know, what the essay is. Tanan. Avos Malachas Arbaim Chaser Achas. Right, we know that there are 39 Malachas. Bavinan Bo, Minyon Alomali, right? The famous kind of what do you need to, why does the Mishnah have to begin? In Klagam, this Gemara is before the Mishnah, but it's quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not in Gimel, but this Gemara is quoting in Samach Tesla. It says, Minyon Alomali. Listening of the Malachas, okay? And I don't know how many there are. I'll count myself. I never count, okay? So what does the Mishnah have to tell me? There are 39 Malachas. Just say, these are the Malachas. If I'm interested in knowing how many, I'll count them up, okay? As the Rashi says, right? Listening of the Malachas, Azoriah, Bechorish, etc. Long of the Limits, Arbor, Chaz, Rachas. Why is it only 39? This Nidu, Vanan, Yadin, and Arbor, Chaz, Rachas, Ika, I can see myself, there's 39, okay? So, Gemara says, Rama B'Yochanan, we've discussed this in the past. You must son kula mehelam echad chayvel kolachas achas. There's 39 different. You can, it's trying to tell you how many different carbonos chatos you can bring. We've added them all. That's that many. Hechem ishkachas on. Now, well, when can this happen? You did every one of them. Meaning, you know, you have to bring a separate carbon, right? And Rashi says, "Shalim wasan kula simana ba alashru leida kama chatos chayvel kula shabbos achas." Can violate Shabbos and be as many as 39 different korbanos. That's why it tells the number. Okay. But the Gemara is now Hechem Ishkachas Lo. Okay. Hechem Ishkachas Lo. What's the case? Oh, that's what I'm saying right now. The case is Bizdon Shabbos, the Shiras Malachas. Rashi. Hechem Ishkachas Lo, the Mechayev. Al Karkal Mishkachas Lo, Bizdon Shabbos. Meaning, the Odea Shu Shabbos. We discussed in the past. If you didn't know today was Shabbos, or you forgot today was Shabbos, and you did several different malachas, that's different than if you knew it was Shabbos, just didn't know about these malachas. You follow? Zodim is intentional, so that's what I'm saying. Don't Shabbos means you knew it was Shabbos. As far as Shabbos is concerned, you knew it was Shabbos. You forgot that these malachas were also. We never knew these malachas were also. So Shiga goes malachas. Don't, right, so that's the question. So, in that case, each malachas, look in Rashi. The Eina Yodeh Shem Malachos Halal Asuros. Deep is Don Malachos Hashigas B'Shabbos. The Odeh Shein Asuros. I know that these Malachos are Asur. Just that I forgot today is Shabbos. In that case, I have only one. Because there was the same mistake. It was Shigas Shabbos. I forgot that it was Shabbos. So there, I knew all the Malachos. Okay, I tried to know today. I forgot today was Shabbos. I was stuck somewhere. I got mixed up with the calendar. Whatever happened. Okay, and I know Tev Shabbos, so they're talking, well, there was only one mistake. So I did 39 different things, but I only made one mistake, forgetting Tev Shabbos. So they're talking about only one. But if you knew that it was Shabbos, okay, you just didn't know about these 39 malachas, okay, you just didn't know that's the case, Shigas malachas, okay, it's Don Shabbos, Lo Havel and Kenyo, Dea Achas Milchosel. You have to know, as Rashi says, it's important to realize that you know something about Shabbos. It's not that, you know, you know about Shabbos, you know on the calendar today is Saturday. Rashi says, "Don Shabbos lo habe elikin yodeya achas milchosel." You know some malachas of Shabbos. You just didn't know about these particular malachas, okay? But you knew about Shabbos, in general. The lo yoda b'chad minayu. Okay, he didn't know anything about Shabbos. Ain Shabbos cholak lo mishar yomim. Okay, that's not called Don Shabbos because then it was again It was the same mistake. Don Shabbos is the case of, well, you knew it was Shabbos. Okay? You knew that it was Shabbos, and you knew something about Shabbos. You knew certain things, you know, about Shabbos, but you just didn't know that these particular activities that you did, you wrote a letter to somebody, and then you typed something, and then you wrote, you tied a knot to something, you shechted an animal, and you planted something, you cooked something, whatever you did. You didn't know that these things, you knew it was Shabbos, and you knew something about Shabbos, not this. Okay? So, the question is as follows. So, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Machoz Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Omar Kevan Sheshogag Bekaris, Afal Pi Shehizi Belav, Nishkachas Lekigon Diyodeya L'Shabbos Belav. What's the situation? Situation is you didn't know that these things were, according to Rabbi Yochanan, these things were Chayav Karis. Okay? You didn't know that was a mistake. Okay? He says, I know, but so what's the issue? I knew these things. The mistake was in terms of the severity of the onesh. That was my error. I made a mistake. Okay, Rashi says, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold Shigagas Kare Shma Shigagam. So therefore, Mishkachas was don Shabbos beloved. Shigas Malachas Bekrisis. I knew about 11 Shabbos. I didn't know the punishment. The Odeya Lola Shabbos, who's our 11? Oshel Kunos Lachaman. Okay, but I didn't know there was a punishment of Kari. That's enough. So that's what you knew. Okay, according to Bilchon. But according to Bishim Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, the Amar Ache Yishgog Belav Uber Kari. Shogig means you didn't know anything either about the Lav or the Kari. So, as the Gemara, so, lost the place. Yeah, the Yod de Lashabbos Bemai. So, what in the world did you know? What do you mean you knew? You didn't know about the lava, you didn't know about the Kares. What did you know? Right? We said, oh, we knew it was Shabbos. And as Rashi said earlier, you have to know that there's certain halachas of Shabbos. Well, what halachas did you know? You didn't know about the lava of Shabbos. You didn't know about the Shigog, the creases of Shabbos. So what did you know? So, you hear the kasha? I mean, where do you have a case of Zdon Shabbos? Zdon Shabbos means, you know, you were intentionally doing something on a day when you knew we were not to do certain things. You just didn't know that these things were awesome. So according to Yochanan, you can say you didn't know about the curious thing. You knew about the, you know, the lav. You know, you thought it was only a lav. Okay, that's a mistake. But according to Shlokas, that's not called shogi. Shogi means you didn't know anything about these things. Not that it was lav. Not that it was curious. So you didn't know anything about any of the malachas. So what did you know? How do you call it Zadon Shabbos? So therefore, it says the idea betchumen. You knew about Tchum Shabbos. Okay? Tchum Shabbos is an Isser of Shabbos. According to Rekiva, Doraisa, but there's no carbon if you violate it. It's not one of them 39 melachas. Our answer is he knew about Tchum. Now you can ask, oh, that's all he knew about? Okay, I don't know. Okay. Very strange case. Very limited case. You have to wonder. So, you know, hey, once went to a shir somewhere, heard about Tchum. So you knew it was Tchum. Remember, they're not allowed to walk past a certain amount of it. All right, whatever. I mean, again, you know, maybe a little odd, but all right, that's the Inuba Tchumen. Okay, but leave it there. Keep it. I'm going to say, so it's Tchumen Deraisa. Okay, Tchumen is Deraisa. Now, Tosus asks, look in Shabbos Samach Tesson Aleph 19. Tosus is the other Tchumen. Tema Lari, the Milo Komar, the other little Shabbos, I say, I have a better answer. I'll make you happier. Tchumen, that's a pretty weird answer, right? That's what he's saying. Tosfos, why don't you say he knew about the assay of Shabbos? Right? He knew about Tishbos. He knew the assay of Shabbos. He didn't know about the malachas, that there's a lav, that there's a shkoga, there's a lav, there's a krisis, but he knew about the assay of Shabbos. Why don't you more answer that? Yeah? Am I lokoma, the other little Shabbos? But say, the siva, I'm a shvit Tishbos. And Shmartim is a Shabbos, the person we had earlier. So he knew that there was some, you know, requirements on Shabbat, that's what he knew. But here he counts the Shmartim as an assay, not the losses. Okay, we'll see maybe why, but he counts it because he says, again, the Yodale le Shabbos, Basay, this is Tosas Samachas, and I'll do a mask with the Yodale. Why did the Gemara have to give that highly unlikely scenario they knew about Tumen, nothing else? And the only thing he knew was Tumen. You know, I mean, my wife has a sister, was a bit of a character, so. You know, so someone came to her house, a well-meaning person, you know, came in and banged the door, knocked on the door, and I said, asking, I was like, I don't know if it was a Lubavitch, I don't know what it was, you know, asking, do you light Shabbos candles? The guy was giving out Shabbos candles. And she answered the door. She was wearing a tichel, you know, on her head. She said, Tor. And she said, guys, do you light Shabbos candles? She said, no. The only thing I do is I cover my hair. That's the only thing. The only thing I keep is cover my hair. You know what I mean? It was pretty obvious. She was a full Mormon. And the guy said, you light Shabbos candles. So it's not likely that a woman's going to say, no, I don't do anything. The only thing I do is cover my hair. So you're right. It's not likely that the Tumen is... you know, it's the only thing you know, but okay, but you know, the Gemara sometimes does that, we know. All right, but Tosis, yes, a good kasha. Why did you say the guy knew about, he knew about the Asayid of Shabbat, Tishbos, and Shmarit, how about the Tosis leaves at Tzorchi, no Teretz. He doesn't answer the kasha. Okay, so he gives no answers. It could be the Tosis said, Echanami, right, they could have given that Teretz too. Okay, you have one Teretz, I have a different Teretz. Okay, you know, I mean, that could be the Tosis mean, I don't know. The Tosis doesn't answer. Okay, or it could be Tosis Lashitoso, and that other Tosis in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, which the Maharam explained, it could be because Tosis holds that the Tishbos is simply nothing more than the flip side of the Lav. Okay, so if he does, it's not shy of that the Gal know about the Asayin of Lav, it's the same thing, right? We're looking for something that he didn't know about the Malacha, Isra Malacha. If Tishbos is simply the flip side of the Lo Sasech HaMalacha, so it's not shy. He knows it's an assay not to do Malacha, but he doesn't know it's a lot not to do Malacha. Very unlikely, yeah.
There's two sources. Brings
Mishmaitim
also.
Mishmaitim, yeah.
So that shows that it's not
a lot. That's true. That's a good point. If you hold it, and he seems to say it, that's an assay. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, I don't know. That's a good point. In fact, he quotes the other pasuk, which, unless he'll hold it, that pasuk also is just the flip side. Well, that pasuk was said, well, no, not if you look back at that pasuk in Kisisa, that was the first pasuk in Kishmartem. The second one says Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. So maybe that's all
right.
Rashi is below Sosa. Yeah, but that's my point. Yeah, Tosa says the same. But here the answer, you know, it could be that the first pasuk is also, because it's already some Malacha. Okay, I don't want to nitpick, but anyway, I don't know anyway what Tosa say. I'm not sure. Okay, but what Tosa seems to be, you could say that Tosa simply in Hanami, so I have another Teretz, which Tosa sometimes does also. You know, Tosa sometimes you want to give a different answer. Okay, you gave that answer, he gave this answer. But it could be that Tosa, you know, a little bit Lushitosa on that, in that issue. Okay, there's also a relevant Gemara in again in that same Sugya. Huh? No, I'm saying Tosa, that's all, I quoted the entire Tosa. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm not sure what to read the Tosa. It could be. And he holds that a Hanami. He could have answered that too. Or it could, that's what I'm saying, it's not exactly an ironclad riot to that Maram Lublin, because, you know, it could be a Tosis is agreeing. No, he could have been Taka, it could be the Nubat DSA. Okay? Huh?
I think it's more of a question.
If you look at it that way, it is a question, right? But the other answer is, you're like, by the way, he said, no, he's agreeing. He's saying the reason we didn't give that Teretz is because it's because it's so close. The Asay and the Lo Sasei are so intertwined. It's not. It's just one is the flip side of the other. But it's not shaykh to say he knew this, not to that. It's ridiculous. He knew the Asay of Tishma. By definition, not to do Malacha. It's one heads and tails of the same coin. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, there's another Tosis also, which is relevant. I really should include this later. But it's here. The Sugi Yuvamas Lavan Vidal. The Gemara says. The Sanya, it's perhaps similar to that Sugyan Bamatsiya. Yochal Omelo Ovitama or Shmelo Al Tapsi, right? The father told him to provide him service by becoming Tame or by saying Al Tapsi, whatever, don't return his Habeda. Yochal Yishmelo Tamelo, Ishimo Tiroba Shamsa Smar, Kulcham Chabodi. So he more says about the Ella de Kaimalan, I say, the Ossia saved Dr. Ossia, Ligma Rahach, the Low Dog. Okay, now the Sugya there, by the way, is about building the Mishkan on Shabbos and so on. Which is a mitzvah, shouldn't that be Docha Shabbos? You should have to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Okay. In any event, I didn't print the whole Gemara, it's a little back and forth, but the Gemara says there is a lav on Shabbos which doesn't carry with it Koris. Okay. And that is the lav of Mechamer. Mechamer means having your behemoth, we'll come back to it, the behemoth do the locha for you. The behemoth is not obligated to observe Shabbos. But you're not allowed to have your behemoth do things, certain things on Shabbos. The whole parak, actually. you know, what the behema can have on it, carrying and so on and so forth, saddlebags and things on its horn. Right? You're not allowed to have your behema plow. I didn't do anything. My behema went and plowed. By the way, the Gemara says basically that even by mechat, you know, there was a Gemara there. I really didn't present it more clearly. I apologize. You can look it up there. The Gemara, the Gemara there basically says that the Mishkan can't override Shabbos because Shabbos is such a it's a low association for Kores, it's a higher ranking and so on. But the Gemara says, but even by Mechama, it's only allowed. Okay, we learn from the pasuk, you still don't have to listen to them. That's why you still don't have to listen to their, you know, there's Asay Dochalosa, even if it's a regular lab. Okay, anyway, Tosas there. Okay, in Yavamis, that's what we want to bring out. By the Tzugi, it goes on Hamid Beis, it starts on Hamid Beis, time of the Kosa. Okay? Goes over to Vav Ben Aleph. The part that we want is Havan Ilav Kro Lirchi Losa Ve'asema Haitane. Yishomar Da'asei Ve'losa De'kil Havan Ilicha Ve'losa Sheishpo Kores is different. Okay? And at the end, Tosa says, the Dafka Losa Sheishpo Kores, the Ilav Kro Havan Ilo Lirchi, Ikilamedi Chob Alma Dochi. Tosa basically extends, you know, say the Shabbos, the assay of Shabbos, that the Mechamer comes up in the Sugya, the Mechamer would be an example of an assay of Shabbos, right? Because the in other words, the Tishbo, it's a Los Asay, a Los Asay, right? It says a Behemtecho, right? It's a Los Asay. So when we say the Tishbos is the flip side of the Lo Saseh. Is it only the flip side of the Lo Saseh Chol Melacha, the things that are actually in the category of Melacha, or is the flip side even of things which are not technically of the Melacha? So emerging that Tosas, we'll come back to this. I shouldn't have put it here. I'm going to put it here because quoted that Tosas. But anyway, Tosas seems to assume that the Asay of Shabbos extends even to Mechaber, even the things that are not Lo Saseh, which implies that the assay is not just the flip side. That's really the table I'm setting up now. But hold off on that thought, okay? But we'll come back to that. Just want to show you a few other things, an important source, in Ervin Sadi Bavim Aleph. That's what the Gemara says, Amar Avin Amar Bilah, Kol Mokum Shemar, Yishomer Pen Val. Whenever you have that language, Yishomer Pen Val, Eino Ela Belosase. So it says, Ushmar Temes HaShabbos, Elo Sase. Okay? But Rabbi Kiva there says, Yishomer the Lav. Yishomer the Asay Asay.
Yishomer from where?
Yishomer, which is formulated in the Avalav, Rashi fills in the blanks. Yishomer lechav pen tichros bris. Yishomer lechav pen tinokesh. Okay, that's counted as a lav if it's in the context. Yishomer lechav, don't do this. Yishomer lechav, then Yishomer is a lav. Okay, but if Yishomer is in the context of a say, he says Yishomer v'negat tzaras. Okay, that's Yishomer v'negat say. All right, that's Rabbi Kiva. So that's why it could, depends what the context is. You could argue that Rashi, that Tosu Shmartam is a Shabbos and Kisisa is an assay because it's in the context of an assay, you know, Shabbosim and that pasuk. Okay, all really a side point. The Ramban, the famous Ramban, it's worth reading if you haven't read it. The famous Ramban, the Sarsa Dibros in Yisrael, Parchov Pasuches. Zochar is on the Shabbos Kachru. Hakavanam Zalki Zochar Mitzvah. Siva Shenizko Yom Shabbos Kachru Velo Nishka Chayim. The Shomar Etzvah Mitzvah Lo Sase. Shekol and Mokum Shenemar Shom Penal Anyway Lo Sase. Here we keep it learning differently, but the Pasha is like the first opinion. Whenever you have a Lashon Shomar, and we do have a Lashon Shomar by Shabbos, namely in the second presentation of the Dibros, Shomar is on the Shabbos Kachru. So he says here, Shenishmar Sola Kachru Shalom Chalalel. Okay? And I put this on Banez because he says, what's the difference between Zohar and Shomer? Zohar is a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah saseh, says the Ramban, is it flows from Avas Hashem, the mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mitzvah lo saseh comes from the mitzvah of Yira. An important Ramban. Okay. He's Shomer, Ma'asos, Dover, Hara. He's Shomer, don't do this. Why won't you do it? Because you're afraid. Right? You're afraid. Better not do this. Okay, then you're afraid of it. So the mitzvah saseh is because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Ramban adds, and that's why, lachain mitzvah saseh gedola, mitzvah lo saseh. That's why, I say docha lo saseh, because kemosha ava gedola miyura. Surah Kadosh Baruch Hu Me'avo is greater than Surah Shemira. I mean, it's a little Musari, but it's a good Rabban to know. And he said, that's the Surah behind Asay Dov Halos Asay. That Asay flows from Avas Hashem. Halos Asay flows from Yiras Hashem. Kevakayim, also a goof of Mono, Ratzor Adonah, who Gado, Nanishma, Esosar Abayna. Right? If you go and do things that Hashem wants, you're greater than someone who's just careful. I'm not going to, you know, I'll sit back. I won't violate anything. I'm not going to do anything positive either. Okay. That's that Rabban. Okay.
It's not a mitzvah
above
Avera. Because you're doing a mitzvah at the same
time. Right. So, yeah, and the answer is that that's the rule of Asay. We learn that from the, you know, but that's why it's in Yavamas, because it was a forbidden. Eish Sechicha was forbidden, and now suddenly comes in it. So that's the or Gedilah Matzitzas on Shabbos and so on. It's not that when it's written like that, it's not. Yeah.
So, one can maybe that argument works, but doing something that God doesn't want is worse than not doing something that God wants.
Right, but maybe when you do it, that's true. That's why the punishments may be more severe. But the keeping the positive, keeping. I'm not gonna eat the cheeseburger. Yeah, that doesn't show love for Kosh Baruch Hu. So I'm just not going to do it. I'll shave my tights. I don't do it. Cool, I say it's great.
That's true, too.
I'm
just saying that.
I mean, okay, but that's it. I hear it in terms of what, but in terms of the ocean, you're right. In terms of say, don't hold that from
Bob. So it doesn't really answer
your question. No, but I'm just saying he said, Rabban says, anyway, yeah, that say, don't hold that said, because I was greater than you. Okay. But I do want to point out that Elie Mizrahi was a commentary on Rashi, right? So he writes there in Parakop, the same Pasuk has, 26, Hai Shomar Yishomar Dasehu. He calls Shomar Shomar Daseh. He quotes that Gemara, the Shomar Daseh. And some say Shomar Daseh is all the mitzvah Daseh. All right, let's go back to our issue. So now the question that we're still trying to deal with is what's the nature of the Daseh of Shabbos? Okay, is the Daseh of Shabbos simply the flip side or is it something else? And then we've seen already a few different possibilities. So it's interesting, if you take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Smak, Sefer HaMitzvos Cotton, Mitzvah Reish Pei Beis 27, he has Shelo Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos, Tichsiv Lo Sas Malacha, Pishu Chacham Lo'oz Malacha Zabrach HaSarach HaSarach. He doesn't count the Asay at all. He counts the Lav, Mitzvah Reish Pei Beis, but he doesn't count the Mitzvah Asay. Okay? Now,
what about Zachar?
What? So, but Kiddush, you mean? I have to look. I don't think he counts Zohar as Zohar again. If Kiddush is something different, but I'm talking about Tishbos. I have to look what he counts Zohar. I don't remember now. But he doesn't count Tishbos. That's my point.
Also, you can say that, like, even for Zohar and things like that, that they're within Shabbos, not necessarily.
Right. Okay. That's a question. I don't remember now whether this one counts or not. But clearly, in terms of Malacha, let's focus. That's why I said at the beginning of the year, I'm not talking about essays of Kiddush and Kavod Oneg and Shal Shudas and the Chumash and all those. But I'm talking about in terms of vis-a-vis malacha. So the smack in Mitzvah Reish Pei Beis clearly counts on the Taryag not to do a malacha on Shabbos. But he doesn't count that as the assay of Tishma of Shvisa. Okay, now, it could be, okay, again, because he agrees with that Maharam, you know, said back in source 12, the Shabbos lo have assay, but lo sase. It only is a lo sase. He could agree with that. Tishbos is just the flip side of the Lo Sase. It's the same thing. Maybe like that Gemara of, you know, we said before. Okay. Maybe Tosos holds that way. We don't know, but maybe what's one interpretation we gave with Tosos. So that could be that the Smak also holds that way. You know, it's like Tosos that, you know. Now, you could also say, and this is always an issue within the Sefer HaMitzvos, whenever you're dealing with Sefer HaMitzvos, there could be different reasons why people don't count it on the tally. Okay, maybe he holds it as a mitzvah, say, but for it doesn't count as a separate one. In other words, when you argue about the number of mitzvahs, I like to say something that's fundamentally a bookkeeping question. Okay, how many mitzvahs are there? So this you have to get to the total of 613. You're in the Makkas or numerous midrashim. But okay, however you get to it, many times there's no machlokas whether this is allowed or not allowed, or whether this is required or not required. For certain technical, Rambam has a whole list. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos has 14 principles at the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvos to determine whether something's going to count as a mitzvah or not. Okay, so he has various rules, 14 rules. It doesn't mean that if he doesn't count that it's not a requirement. He doesn't count Arba Minim as separate mitzvah, one mitzvah Lulav, one mitzvah Esrog, one mitzvah Das, and one mitzvah Rovus. Okay, it's one mitzvah Arba Minim. Okay, let's say, how do you, Kriya Shema, is Kriya Shema one mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the morning and a different mitzvah to say Kriya Shema at night? Or no, it's one mitzvah, it's two requirements. That's a bookkeeping question. Either way, you have to say Kriya Shema in the morning and evening. Huh? It's all the same thing, those are machlokes. Okay, is it one mitzvah tzlon shayad, a different mitzvah tzlon shorosh? Well, no, there's one mitzvah put tzlon yad, a mitzvah tzlon. And again, it may not make a difference in terms of any practical halachic ramification. Either way, you got to put on both the tzlon shayad and tzlon shorosh. Question is, so therefore, I'm just stressing the fact that the smak does not count, doesn't necessarily, I say of tishbos, doesn't mean necessarily hold like that maram who says, Shabbos lav yaseh v'lo saseh. Maybe it just doesn't count in the mitzvah, but okay. Ramah
doesn't seem to exactly follow.
Well, well, they're kasha the Rambam, right? But that's why there's a lot of literature on the Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay, anyway, it doesn't count as a mitzvah in prayer. The same thing. Basically, the assay, he may not count the assay here because the assay simply reinforces the law, but it boils down to the same thing. Okay, whether you hold, he holds like the Maram, or he holds maybe. It is a mitzvah, but just reinforces the law. It doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. Bottom line is that it sounds like it's heads and tails of the same coin. Okay, now, you look in the Sefer HaMitzvah of Nosadjagon. Okay, Rabbi Nosadjagon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvah. It's a poetic, it's called Azharos. Azharos in the Gemara, the word Azharos in the Gemara is Tariag. So we have Azharos of Nosadjagon. It's a poetic listing of the mitzvahs. Okay, it's a poetic form. Rabbi Ruchavish of Perlo wrote a parish on the Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadjagon. Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadjagon is maybe 5 pages long. Each mitzvah is like a word or two, or, you know. The Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadjagon is parished on the Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadjagon. It's 3 fat volumes. Okay, so you have one line from Sadjagon and 27 pages. It's an encyclopedic work. I mean, it's absolutely, if you're interested in what all the Monei HaMitzvahs, why they counted it, didn't count it, what the tremendous Biki is, tremendous Sefer. You know, it's not having a Biki, I'm sure it's available. Okay. Sure, yeah.
It's on Maryland.
And it's on Maryland, correct. Okay. Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Perlo, lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Ruchem Fischel Perlo. Ruchem Fischel Perlo. Okay.
When did you
get it? 100 years ago, a little more than 100, late 1800s, early 1900s. Can't know exactly when he died, but... It's a big, obviously a big tohom, and so anyway. But in the Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadjagon itself, it says under the word Zohor, Shmor HaShabbos Ato. You keep Shabbos, and it sounds like he's formulating as a mitzvah asay. He's saying keep Shabbos. Okay, so what does that mean? It's the opposite pole of the smak, where we learn the smak, who doesn't count the assay at all, if we said that's what we meant. They count the assay at all. When the Sadjagon counts it almost only the assay, as if perhaps to suggest that the ikar, okay, is to create a unique day. That's the end. The means to the end is don't work. It's almost as though the los assay becomes secondary. Now, am I reading too much into the Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadjagon? Maybe. Okay, but that's what he seems to formulate as an assay. All right? Well, he says, of course, Shmor HaShabbos. He doesn't say don't do malacha, keep Shabbos. What does keeping Shabbos mean? It means not do malacha, but the essence is, to even say the words, keeping Shabbos, like keep Shabbos. Right? Shom HaShabbos, I hold on to Shabbos. Right? Shom HaShabbos. Right? Okay, so that's the way he presents it. And it's again, possibly the opposite of smart. According to that, what's the essence? That would work better, by the way, with the word Shabbos on those two. Shabbos on Shabbos Kodesh. You're obligated to create a certain type of day. How do you do it? By not doing malacha. And I will see this in Afghanistan shortly. Okay, but you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, Sefer HaChinuch. In Parshas Yisro Mitzvah Lamed Beis, he counts Shalom Lassos Malacha. But in Parshas, in Kesef, I told you, Mishpatim, it's put into two. Mishpatim was 2 sedras. I mentioned that once, right? Mishpatim was 2 sedras. In the Chinuch, it's a separate sedra. He calls it Parshas in Kesef. Round Revi of Mishpatim is a separate Parsha, the Parsha Shavuot. That's why we find sometimes, you know, how many Parsha Shavuot are there and so on. So the list seems to be mixed up. We have now, but they split mishpatim into two. Anyway, there in mitzvah pei hey 30 lishbos melacha. So chinuch counts both as independent mitzvahs. That's what I'm trying to point out. Two different things, because it says I want to show you tishbos. So chinuch counts both of them. Okay. Both
in Yisro,
he counts the losaseh, right? And in mishpatim, he counts the say. So he clearly enumerates two different mitzvahs. Okay. We'll see. Now, it could be, and he doesn't, the only thing is he does acknowledge in Mitzvah Beis in 29, he says the goal is to make it a different day and believe in the, you know, he speaks about the stuff of Shabbos and Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe hold, you know, but he doesn't count it that way. He counts two separate mitzvahs, all right? So now the question is, you know, what do you need both for? Maybe he's saying that it's not just a mirror image. On the other hand, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's just reinforcing. Okay? You know, his lashon there sounds like it is the same thing. The Rambam also, in the Lavin, also says, Shin Chof, 31, Hamitzah Shin Chof, Bushes Harnu, Miyasos Malacha Mishabbos. Because it says, Losasa Malacha. In Mitzah Kof Nundalit, Mitzah Kof Nundalit, Shorosh Nishmos Mishabbos. Rambam also counts both. Okay? And in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Mamish Parakal Malachalov. Look what it says. Shvisa b'Shabbos b'Malacha mitzvah sase. You can't say it clearer than that. Okay, the Rambam, you know, always says this clearly. Shvisa on Shabbos is a mitzvah sase. Shneur when Shvita spoke. And further, v'chol also b'Malacha bitel mitzvah sase. So it's a bona fide, full fledged mitzvah sase. Okay, and of course, v'avra lo sase lo secha Malacha. Umahu chayav al asiyas malacha. What's he chayav? Depends. He did on purpose. Kari. Or edim skila. Shoge chatas. That's the Rambam's introduction, his first sentence in Hilchos Shabbos. So he clearly says that there's an asay and a los asay. And if you don't, if you violate Shabbos, two things happen: you mivatel an asay and you violate a los asay. And that's in the chiddush. Very often goes because of the Rambam. Probably the same thing. Yeah. So that's the that's the Rambam. The only question is though. You know, again, what do you need if they're just mirror images of the of each other? It's a flip side, or I call the heads and tails of the same coin. So then, it, you know, you know, so what do you need two different things for? So you want to say, okay, to strengthen it, right? But it's also possible to say, if you hold the other way, that the assay includes creating something special about the day. So now it's possible to suggest, and we'll start with this now, that the assay can include certain things that the los assay did not include. If you hold that it's not just heads and tails of the same coin, okay, but like the chinuch and the Rambam, they count two separate mitzvahs, then you can say maybe los assay includes certain things, the assay includes other things not included in the assay. It's a different mitzvah. And that brings us to the Rambam 34, Parakaf Aleph, Aleph Aleph, but the Rambam says, "Nemar b'Torah Tishbos." Look what he says. We saw this already in the last year. Afilu midvarim she'enon melacha chayav lishbos mehen. So the Rambam is clearly saying that the assay of Shabbos of Shvisa includes things not included in the losa. Losa says, he says what? Losa says chamalacha. Good. But the Rambam here in Parakav Aleph says the Tishbos includes afilu midvarim she'enon melacha chayav lishbos mehen. There are certain things which won't, for whatever reason we discussed the last few weeks, technically may not qualify as a malacha deraisa, because not malacha machsheves, malacha sheitz gufa, dosha miskave, not miskayim, not mekanta, whatever it is. Okay? Whatever won't qualify, but it may be included under the assay. Udvar maharbe hein she'asu chacham shum shvus, and that opens door to shvus we talked about last time. So I printed again, we saw it already, but you know, I like each unit to be itself, stand on its own, so when you look it over, the Magid Mishnah. That's what the Magid Mishnah says in Parakav Aleph, Halacha Aleph. What does the Rambam mean by that? First, the Rambam Chumash and so on, that some of these things, because you didn't have these things, and look at the second line of the Magid Mishnah, but now look at it with an eye towards Shabbosom. V'adayin haya adam yachalias amo udvaram she'enem alachos kalayom. We saw this in the Rambam. You can keep your store open, you can go in your field, you can do lots of things, just don't do malacha. Then what happened to Shabbos? I mean, and today, by the way, even more, you can go to your office and do things, but you won't do any malacha, right? Everything we've done electronically and this and that, you won't violate any malacha deraisa, right? You can do it. And keep, what would happen? What would Shabbos look like, right? So that's the Magen Mishnah alludes to over here from the Ramban and the Chumash. It's going to destroy the whole purpose of Shabbos. So what does the assay of Shabbos Tishbos come to? So it says the Rambam, it comes down and includes certain things which were not included on the Los Asel Chalacha. It wouldn't qualify as a Malacha for one reason or another, but it's still also on Shabbos. It's also even the Raisa. And then the Magen Mishnah says, maybe that's what Rambam means, the Chachamim simply answered it, or they have a smach from the Torah. And the Lechem Mishnah, I printed 37, we didn't saw, we had it just the other day. The Lechem Mishnah has this phrase, Hadover Nimsa Lechachamim. Right? It was left the details of Tishmos. How do you make Shabbos different? So Los Asel Chalacha is very specific. We have 39 specific things and the various totals, okay? Specific things. Tishbos is less specific, okay? So it's left up to Chachamim. How do you do, create the days? They answered Mechachamemker, what we discussed the other day, right? So they answered certain things, but there's a, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, we saw the other day, there's a fulfillment with the Raisa. And those are the two possible Pshatim, you know, the Chachamishna Perish, Echad Torah, Asa Melachos Murus. Maybe it means you don't have to go so far as to us, but the first approach, the Chachamishna explains the two approaches to the Magen Mishnah. First approach is it maybe not include totally new things, but it'll include things which, like example, look in the middle, about five lines up from the bottom. Okay, but Nir Lafarish, Lachach Nir Lafarish, 3-6 lines up from the bottom, 36. This is important. The Chachamishna says, okay, Nir Lafarish, right? But Divya Rabba Magen. But let's say you did pachas mehashir. Forget about chatzi shir now. But you know, you didn't do it the exact way. That's going to be included. The Torah only, that'll be included on the Tishbos. Okay? And the second shot is no, even other things which are not at all. Right? Maybe it has to be related a little bit to the malacha of the rites. But either way, the assay expands what's also on Shabbos. And left up to Rabbanan to fill in the details. But either way, what emerges from here, and maybe is a sheet of the Rambam, clearly is a sheet of the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam, maybe that's why the Rambam counts two different mitzvahs, because they're not the same. They're not heads and tails of the same kind. They're not mirror images. They're not the flip side, one of the other. The Losa says one thing, I say expands and covers other things. Right? So that's a different way of looking at it. All right, just a little bit more. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo regarding Yontif. Okay, it says Kol Melacha Perkei Beis Pasuk Tes Zayin. It's all about Pesach. It says Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bohem. Not allowed to do any Melacha. Now the word there is Lo Yaseh. Shall not be done. Okay. Now you're looking. That's in there. That's there in Parshas Bo. It's talking Yontif, but it's Shabbos also. In Parshas Vayakel, which we posted many times at the beginning, Parak Lamed Hei, Pasuk Aleph, Vayakel Moshe, there it says in Pasuk Beis, Sheishes Yomim, Teoseh Melacha. Melacha. Teoseh Melacha. Now, who's doing, and there it says, by the way, also again, Kodesh Shabbos, Shabboson Hashem. Again, that phrase. So, what about asking a non-Jew to do something for Amir Lenachri? So the pasuk in Bo that we read in 37 said, "Kol malacha lo yeoseh," man, malacha shall not be done. Now, the guy does malacha himself. What's the problem with that? It shall not be done. He can do it. So obviously, it means what? Shall be done for you, for the Jew. Kol malacha lo yaseh by him. And that's indeed the lashon of the mechilta over there in Parshas Bo, 39, the sichta of the pasuk of Parsha Tes. Okay, kol malacha lo yaseh by him. Lo saseh atah. The low yaseh goy malachtecho. Now, Amir Lenachri is a shul drabonim, but we're saying it's learned out from this pasuk. Lo yaseh. Atomer came. Amir lo saseh. You goy could do it. Talmud lomar sheishom teaseh malacha. Holy marta v'chol malacha yaseh lo taseh atah. The low yaseh chaverecho. Lo yaseh goy malachtecho. Because teaseh malach also means by you. Okay, so just like you. The same malachah means you, so malachah is for you also. So that, and then the next pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perkei Beis, pasuk Zayin, Shmartem as Hamatzos, Shmartem as, and the ends with the Shmartem, Ayom Zelah Dorsechem, Kukas Olam. So Mechilta goes on and says again, it's Shus, it's Shmartem. Okay, now it's Mashma from here. Okay, look at the second part. All right, Ainli Eladvar, the end of 39. Ainli Eladvar Meshein Mishum Malacha. dvarim shem mishum shvus minayim, utamid lomar shmartim es yom hazeh lahavi dvarim shem mishum shvus. Okay, that's included under the assay. That's included under the assay. Shmartim and so on. All right, which is a positive formulation. So mechilta, but I'll call upon him two things. Amir al-Nachri is also because of this, but what Amir al-Nachri? I might have thought maybe Amir al-Nachri is only on what? On the Lochus. Only on the Lochus, I said. Maybe as Bali Asay as well. Okay? Mechilta b'shim v'yuchai, there in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Tezvah, also says, 40, Ein li ela melacha, shechavin al-mino chatas, melachrin chavin al-mino chatas minayin, you know, so the olin ilam lochem, all these drabbanim. Again, talmud lomar kol melacha. So bottom line is that these things seem to be included, okay, in the assay of Shabbos. That's going to be a problem. We'll just read the Ramban and Bo, because part of that puzzle will continue tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow I'll do something in Rosh Hashanah. So we'll continue this after Rosh Hashanah. But Rabban says, look in 41. But Sosi Mechilta, we just read it. Kol Malacha Tzvam Malos Nasa Atovah Lesa Chavim Malos Nasa Goy Malachtah. And he finds the other Mechilta, the Mechilta B'Shem Yochai, Eile Ladon Shem Shem Malacha and so on. Ubraisus Ka'ela Mitos. It's got to be a mistake. Ein Roy Lekosim Kipshuta, we can't learn it Poshim Shat. Shigam Zirin Zan Nereshuas Nereshuas Smachta Be'am. These Pesukon only has Smachta. Which we'll talk about it. The Rabban is basically saying, you know, we say Amir al-Nachri Shmus, which means Drabbanan. So how do you have these Doraisa sources? Okay? So we'll stop over here. We'll continue next time. We'll try to get to the bottom of, you know, of what the nature of the assay on Shabbos is. But we're leaning now towards saying the assay counts things with the low sense and it doesn't. So it's not simply the flip side mirror image of the low system. Okay? Sorry?
They're corrupted because there's no assay.